在聚会之前，弟兄们吩咐我先说几句话。
Before the meeting starts, the brothers asked me to have some words to share.
我们敬爱的江弟兄在本月七号平安的回到主那里去。
Our dear brother Kwang went to the Lord peacefully on the 7th of this month.
我们心中非常的不舍，也充满了伤感，也有很多的怀念与难过。
And we are filled with sadness and not quite willing to see our brother go like this.
但是当我们想到我们的弟兄现在是回到他一生最爱的主那里去。
But when we think that our brother went to the Lord whom he loved the most,
我们里面就充满了敬拜、感谢与赞美。
And our heart filled with worship, praise, and thanksgiving.
我们只有用祷告来扶持江师母跟他五十年来在 Richmond 所服侍的教会的弟兄姊妹们。
We can only support our sister Dara and the Richmond Fellowship where he has served for 50 years with our prayers.
让他们真实能够直接的从主那里得着安慰。
That they can receive comfort directly from the Lord.
从1986年直到上一次我们实体聚会2019年每一次江弟兄都来服侍我们。
From starting in 1986 to the last time in person meeting in 2019, every year our brother has been here to serve us.
他都竭尽全力用信息引导我们，帮助我们得到神话的开启。
And with his strive with message to help us to understand the message and words from God.
叫我们能够进入神的心意。
That we can enter into the purpose and heart of God.
三十多年来，有三代的弟兄姊妹得着造就。
For 30 some years, three generations were served by our brother.
有各地弟兄们同心追求。我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord for various places and brothers and sisters have been pursuing together.
借着弟兄的服侍和榜样，主使我们同得长进，同得建造。
Through the service and example of brother that we can be pursue and we can advance and grow together.
从西岸聚会一开始，江弟兄就一直强调神永远的旨意和耶稣基督的见证。
Start from the very beginning of WCCC, our brother has been emphasizing on the eternal purpose of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
弟兄觉得这是主给西岸聚会的托付。
And our brother felt that this is what God has entrusted to WCCC.
多年来，每年弟兄的信息都和神永远的旨意和耶稣基督的见证有关。
And for all these years, our brother's message has always to do with the eternal purpose of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
逐渐，西岸的弟兄姊妹也看见这旨意和见证对我们、对神的儿女和神的家是多么的重要。
And gradually, brothers and sisters start to realize the importance of this purpose and this testimony to the household of God.
为了在这一点上，我们能够有一点觉醒和长进。
And on this point, we can have some alignment and growth.
我们要感谢主开启我们和弟兄多年不断不断的撒种跟耕耘。
And we thank the Lord for giving to open up our hearts and also for the labors of brother who has been sowing the seeds and watering the plant for all these years.
今天是2022年西岸聚会的开始。
Today is the beginning of the WCCC of 2022.
我们一面怀念我们的弟兄，一面彼此勉励。
On one hand, we remember our brother. On the other, we encourage one another.
这次特会的主题是使我认识基督。
The theme of this conference is that I may know Christ.
求主带领我们 借着这个主题，在认识神永远的旨意和耶稣基督的见证上，我们一同向前更迈一步。
And may the Lord help us that we can advance one more step on the theme of knowing the eternal purpose of God and also the testimony of Jesus Christ.
但愿多年来弟兄给我们的信息，让神永远的旨意和耶稣基督的见证在我们心中也在各处的聚会里面更加明亮。
And also through all these years of service, may the theme of the eternal purpose of God and also the testimony of Jesus Christ be even more enlightened in the various fellowships and places.
愿主快来。
May the Lord return.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
实在是感谢主的恩典，经过这个疫情，我们还可以再一次在实体，我们跟弟兄姊妹们一同可以见面。
Give thanks to the Lord that by His grace, after this pandemic, we can meet once again face to face.
我也知道一些弟兄姊妹们来不了，在线上跟我们一同在主面前等候他。我们求主把天上恩典倾倒下来。
We also know that some brothers and sisters are not able to join us in person. We pray that the grace of the Lord will be with you.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，这次大会我们的题目是使我认识基督。
I know, we all know that the theme of the conference is that I may know him.
我必须要诚实的跟弟兄姊妹们说一个事情。
I must tell you very honestly.
我接受这个负担对我来说实在是不容易的一个题目。
And the, responsibility that was given to me was not an easy topic.
有弟兄跟我说你有一年时间预备还不够吗？
And some brother told me that you have one year to prepare, is that not enough?
我心里头说这个题目要预备一生啊，不是一年啊。
And I said this in my heart that I have to prepare this all my life, not just one year.
我们一同来看主的话。
Let's read the word of the Lord.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
From the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
我们从第八节看到第十节。
From verses 8 to 10.
八节到十节。
Verses 8 to 10.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己的律法而有的则得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death.
那我接受的负担是在第八节前面一句。
My responsibility is the first line of verse 8.
使我认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
That for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
那其他几位神的仆人们，他们在不同的题目上一同来跟我们交通到怎么认识基督。
Now the other brothers will cooperate with me to fellowship on how to know Christ.
那我给我的责任呢，是要认识基督耶稣为至宝。
And the responsibility given to me is knowing Christ as the excellency.
我想弟兄姊妹在开始的时候，有些开始的话，我们必须有一些的基本的了解的。
And I want to have some basic understanding at the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道神爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, we know that God loves us.
我们也知道神对着我们有这个永远的旨意放在我们的身上。
We also know that God has His eternal purpose on us.
就好像我们弟兄说的，西汉特会的重点是说到神永远的旨意，也说到耶稣基督的见证。
As our brother have already said, the WCCC is about the eternal purpose of God and His testimony.
那弟兄姊妹，如果皆是神永远的旨意，
brothers and sisters, if that is the eternal purpose of God,
如果神要在我们当中得到耶稣基督的见证，
if God is to obtain the testimony of Jesus Christ in us,
我们必须要承认一个事实，就是认识主基督耶稣这个事情是不能够缺少的。
We must have this understanding that the knowledge of Jesus Christ is an essential item.
如果只有为了满足我们自己的话，
If it were just to satisfy ourselves,
弟兄姊妹，我常这样说，我们能够得着救恩，不要灭亡，得到永远的生命，我们已经很喜乐了。
Brothers and sisters, we often say that as I have salvation, I would not perish but have everlasting life. That is enough to us.
那我们已经在地上过日子也好，我们有一个美好的盼望。
However, we live in this world, we already have this glorious hope.
但弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
我们知道我们神不是以这个为满足的。
We know that our God is not satisfied with that.
我们神对我们有一个非常重要的旨意。
That our God has a very important purpose to us.
那这个旨意我们都知道了。
We all know what the purpose is.
当然我不能说得很清楚。
Now, I cannot say it very clearly.
不过我想30多年如果参加西安特会，大概你们都知道一点。
But for some 30 years, if you attended WCCC, you all know a little bit.
你知道在这里参加西安特会的小朋友啊。
You know the children who attended WCCC here.
他们其实老师跟我说，这个四五岁的小朋友，他开口闭口都说神永远的旨意。
And the children 4 or 5 years old, as soon as they open their mouths, they speak of the eternal purpose of God.
他们来到这个西安特会，他们小朋友都要讲神永远的旨意。
As the children come to WCCC, even the children speak of the eternal purpose of God.
我们知道这个聚会，我们的重点绝对不是为了满足我们的自己。
We know that this conference is not emphasized to satisfy ourselves.
不是我们得到祝福那就够了。
It's not that enough to have.For us to have blessings.
我们要知道神啊你要什么。
We need to know what does God want.
主啊你在我们身上你要得到什么。
Oh Lord, what do you desire to obtain in us?
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们知道神永恒的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, if we know the eternal purpose of God.
我们就知道在以弗所书里头很清楚地告诉我们。
We know that in the book of Ephesians, it tells us clearly.
那保罗告诉我们说神要在万有在基督里头同归于一。
And God,through Paul said that God is to sum up all things in one in Christ Jesus.
那在罗马书告诉我们说我们能够磨成神儿子的模样。
In Romans, he says that we may be conformed to the image of the Son.
我用这样的信息，弟兄姊妹，你们听过很多次，你们也很明白的。
Sisters, you've heard a lot about these messages.
但弟兄姊妹，有一个条件我们要知道的。
Brothers and sisters, there is a criteria we need to know.
我们怎么能够磨成神儿子的模样呢？
How can we be conformed to the image of God's Son?
我们怎么可以看见基督能够在万有里头，都在基督里头同归于一呢？
How can we see that all things are summed up as one in Christ?
那我们知道我们必须要认识基督。
We must know Christ.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，
Paul here tells us,
我们要认识基督耶稣为至宝。
We need to have the knowledge of Christ as the excellent knowledge.
那这个中文跟英文有一点点的不一样。
There is a bit of a difference between the Chinese and English translation.
我年轻的时候只读中文圣经，我说这个至宝啊，就是一个宝贝，我自己闯起来很好很好，那就叫至宝了。
When our brother, when he was young, he read the Chinese Bible and the word said treasure. That means if I had something that is precious, I get to keep it.
那但是如果我们现在看了一些英文圣经，看其他版本，你就知道那个意思不是你自己收起来一个宝贝。
But if you read the English translation or some other versions, you'd know that it's not a treasure for you to keep.
那是说到这位基督是何等的超越，何等的不凡。
But it speaks of the excellency.And the surpassing value of Christ.
他是最美好的。
He is the most beautiful.
他是超过一切的。
He surpasses all.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗对我们的要求。
Brothers and sisters, this is the requirement of Paul.
那不是说，哎呀，把基督好像一个很好的宝贝藏在我们里头。是的，但不仅仅如此。
It's not just for us to keep Christ as precious in us.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
如果我们看到基督是谁，
If we see who Jesus is,
我们就发觉其实是何等不一样的意思,
and we can understand this is a different meaning.
神所有的心意就向着他的儿子,
and all the heart of God, all the purpose of God is toward his son.
我可以这样说, 神在历世历代所有的恢复的工作, 祂儿子就是一切工作的重心。
We can say that throughout the ages, the recovery work of God is focused on the son of God.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果解释我们知道的话,
if this is something we know,
我们就明白一个事实,
then we would come to this reality.
我们必须要知道认识基督是何等的一位。
Then we must know who Jesus is, who Christ is.
我在预备这个题目的时候, 我里头有些困难。
As I was preparing for my topic, I had some difficulties.
因为我不知道怎么能够把我里面的感觉讲得清楚。
Because I didn't know how to express my feeling clearly.
我有一个很深的感觉, 人的话实在是不够用的。
And I had this feeling that the words of man is not enough.
我祷告求主用圣灵来帮助我们。
And I pray that the Lord would use Holy Spirit to help us.
就好像保罗对于以弗所教会的祷告一样。
Just like what Paul prayed to the church in Ephesus.
他把那个赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给他们。
May the Lord give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让他们能够真知道他。
That they may truly know him.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我在主面前的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this is my prayer before the Lord.
我会讲很多的道理。
I can tell you a lot of doctrines.
我也可以跟弟兄姊妹温习过去你曾听过的道理。
And I can review some of the messages that you've heard in the past.
但重点不是你听到了什么。
But the important thing is not what you hear.
那重点就是说, 今天圣灵在你里头亲自来向我们显现。
What is more important is the Holy Spirit reveals in you and speaks in you.
叫我们知道我们要来认识他。
That we can know that we need to come to know him.
我们能够知道唯有这位基督耶稣是何等的超越超过一切。
To know that Christ is the only one who is so surpassing.
用中文说他是至宝。
In Chinese it says he is the treasure.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们懂得这是神在我们生命当中所要做的事情,
if we know that this is the work of God in our lives,
我们可以这样说,
we can say this,
我们每一个基督徒的生活里头各样的经历,
and every Christian's all our life experience,
其实就是朝着一个目标而去的,
we all go toward this goal.
我们在地上弟兄姊妹, 我们的经历, 每个人都不一样。
Brothers and sisters, we all experience different things.
我们生活的环境也不同。
And our living circumstances are different.
我们有的人在家庭里头生活, 有的人到现在还没有成家。
And some people are not yet married.
有的人在不同的工作的环境里头来过他们的日子。
Some people work in different work circumstances.
好像每个人的经历都不同。
And we all have different experience.
但是弟兄姊妹, 你要知道一个非常重要的重点在我们生命的里头。
But brothers and sisters, there is an important factor in our life.
我们经历每一个事情。
That everything we go through.
有的时候叫我们快乐。
Some of them give us joy.
有的时候叫我们难过, 叫我们忧伤。
Some of the things gives us sadness and sorrow.
有的时候压力很重。
Sometimes we're pressed.
有的时候感觉很释放, 很自由。
Sometimes we're released and very enjoy the freedom.
但弟兄姊妹, 你回想你所有的经历的时候,
and brothers and sisters, if you recall all your experiences,
你就会发觉原来每一次你经过一点的事情, 你对主的认识就能够多增加一点。
You discover that every time you go through something, the knowledge of Christ increases.
你同意吗?
Would you not agree?
如果你经历了很多的事情, 你对主的认识没有加多的话, 我要告诉你说, 其实经历在你生命当中, 那是白费了。
And if you experience so many things, but the knowledge of Christ did not increase in you, I must say that these experiences have gone in vain.
神的旨意, 是要我们认识基督。
The purpose of God is so that we may know Christ.
要我们知道基督是一切。
To know that Christ is all.
好像约翰所说的, 他是词, 他是阿法, 他是Omega。
Like John said, he is the Alpha and the Omega.
你认识吗?
Do you know that?
你在你里头有这个经历吗?
Do you have that experience in you?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在我们生命当中, 在我们生活各方面的里头,
in our lives, in all the factors of our life,
神要做一个事情,
our God is doing this work.
祂要我们能够认识祂,
so that we may know Him.
我们知道基督是哪一位,
we know who Jesus is.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不但是这样,
not only that,
我们同样的明白一个事情,
in the same way we understand this,
我们在教会里头的服事, 我们在教会里头的服事,
our service in the church,
拿的根据是什么呢?
What is the basis? What is the foundation?
其实我们教会里头服事, 不是根据所谓的传统,
and our service in the church is not according to the so-called tradition,
也不是根据谁跟你说怎样做哪样做,
it is not according to someone told you do this or do that.
我是一个喜欢传统的人。
I am someone who enjoys tradition.
我是一个人喜欢人家给我指令, 我照着去做, 我是喜欢这样的人。
I am someone who enjoys taking a command from someone.
我常希望有个年长弟兄在我旁边跟我说郭定强你做这个做哪个, 我就感觉很舒服, 因为什么? 我不用负责任。
I often desire that there's an elderly brother telling me, Timothy Kwok, you do this and that. Why do I enjoy it? Because I bear no responsibility in it.
但弟兄姊妹, 慢慢你都会发觉,
and sisters, sooner or later, you discover this.
我们在教里头, 我们的服事,
that our service in the church,
到底怎么样的服事才是合乎神心意的服事呢?
What type of service is a service that is pleasing to the Lord?
什么的服事才是对的服事呢?
What service is the right service?
很多时候一个事情摆在你面前, 你要做决定了。
Many times a circumstances come up, you have to make a decision.
你在聚会里头, 你要负点责任的时候, 怎么带弟兄姊妹往前去呢?
In the meeting place, you have to bear some responsibilities. How do you lead the brothers and sisters forward?
不是根据人家教导你什么,
not according to what people teaches you.
那是根据你对主有多少的认识。
But it's according to how much you know of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是非常真实的事情。
It is very real.
但是我在里头, 当我预备这个信息的时候, 我心里头有一个的感触。
As I was preparing for this, I had a burden in my heart.
现在是一个资讯爆炸的时代。
Now is an age of an information explosion.
弟兄姊妹, 今天你要得到一些所谓的知识, 你只要在你网上寻一寻, 你都找到了。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to find some information, you can easily find it online.
如果你要在圣经, 我记得我年轻的时候找一些圣经好难哦。
When I was young, I remember how hard it was to find one verse.
我只知道那个圣经怎么背, 但在圣经哪个地方, 我找不出来。
I know how to recite that verse, but I could not find it.
那现在有没有困难?
Is there any difficulty now?
我们谁都知道怎么做了。
We all know how to do it.
啊, 有个东西叫做Google, 你上头你打上去, 它就可以给你了。
This thing called Google, you type it in, it'll tell you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们常常以为说我们把这些外面的东西我们知道了，我们就足够了。
Often we think that if we know these external things, then it's enough.
弟兄姊妹, 不是的。
Brothers and sisters, it's not so.
我在预备我自己这个讲章的时候,
as I was preparing for my topic,
我一直以为这个认识基督耶稣为至宝这个认识是个动词。
For the longest time, I thought knowing Christ, that is a verb.
是我去认识，我是知道他。
Is that for something for me to do, something for me to learn?
但是当我好去读, 其他版本的圣经的时候,
but as I read the other versions,
我就发觉原来这不是个动词, 这是个名词。
I discovered that this is not a verb, but a noun.
就是说你需要得到一个知识,
you need to have a knowledge.
这个知识就是知道耶稣基督是超越一切的这个知识。
This knowledge would tell you that Jesus Christ is the excellency.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果动词也好, 名词也好, 其实不重要的。
Be it a noun or a verb, it's not that important.
因为当你真知道的时候, 你就有这个知识。
Because when you truly know, you would have the knowledge.
对吗?
isn't it?
当你真的知道你就有这个知识了,
when you truly know, you would have that knowledge.
那所以保罗在节里说,你要追求得到这个知识,
so here Paul says, you need to pursue to obtain this knowledge.
这个知识让你知道基督是超越一切的,
and this knowledge would enable you to know that Jesus Christ is surpassing.
我刚才说了,弟兄姊妹,
friends, sisters, as I said,
我们今天在这个资讯爆炸的时代,每个人好像都得到一些知识。
In this information explosion age, every one of us have some information.
我们好像都从不同的方法,不同的渠道,我们得到一些知识。
And through different ways, different methods, we gain knowledge.
但弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters,
不是的。
It's not so.
原来, 认识基督耶稣那个超越,认识基督为至宝,这个的认识。
The knowledge of Christ as the excellency.
不是头脑里头去明白它,
it's not something for us to understand in our head.
那是我们在主面前,我们在主面前那个主观的经历,叫我们能够认识的。
But our subjective experience in the Lord.
我可不可以这样说呢,弟兄姊妹?
Perhaps I could say it this way, brothers and sisters.
我们信主多年,
as we have believed the Lord many years,
也可能我们听了很多的道,
or we have heard many sermons,
你知道在神的家里头, 有些弟兄姊妹基本上是听到专家了,
and some brothers and sisters in the house of the Lord, they are expert in listening to messages.
我不知道有没有给你们讲过我自己一个小小的故事,
I don't know if I ever told you this story.
如果你听过, 请你再听一次,
if you heard it before, bear with me.
我讲完道下来, 一个弟兄跑来跟我说,
once after I spoke, a brother came to me.
他说, 郭定强, 你讲的道啊,
Timothy Crock, whatever you preached,
拿咒士江守道加尼托生再加史百克,
it is Stephen Kong plus Watchman Nee plus Austin Spark.
底下那句话没说, 都是你自己一点东西都没有。
What he thought he didn't say means that you don't have anything of yourself.
然后他说, 凡你所讲的, 我就晓得从哪里来。
And whatever you have said, he said, I know where that come from.
我不知道当你面对这样挑战的时候, 你能说什么话?
I don't know what you say when you are challenged this way.
我说谢谢也不对, 不谢谢也不对。
Should I say thank you and not thank you?
弟兄姊妹,
friends, sisters,
很多时候我们以为知道了。
Many times we thought that we know.
我们的确听到,听了很多年了。
And we have heard messages for many years.
我们也是看了一些属灵的书, 我们也懂一些的道理。
And we read spiritual books and we have understanding.
但弟兄姊妹,有一个问题, 我们必须要问自己的。
Francis, we must ask ourselves this.
到底解释你真正的认识呢? 是不是你真正的明白呢?
Do you truly know this?
是不是你自己主观的亲自来经历了主呢?
Is this your subjective personal experience?
还是你听了人家的,你以为这是你自己的?
Or have you heard it from someone else and thought that this is mine?
弟兄姊妹,原谅我在说自己一些的见证。
Francis, forgive me to share with you some of my own stories.
我年轻的时候还十几岁。
When I was in my teenage years,
我最喜欢唱什么歌呢?
Which song do I like to sing?
我最喜欢唱的一条歌就是若我稍微偏离正路,我就立刻舒服。
And if I depart from the right way, I shall suddenly feel right.
哎呀,我喜欢唱啊。
I like to sing that.
我常常说现在呢,我感觉舒服,因为我怎么经历。
I often say that now I feel right because I experienced this and that.
弟兄姊妹,我告诉你,其实我一点都不懂。Francis,
I tell you, I did not know at all.
我不知道什么叫做偏离正路,你就会感觉舒服,其实我没有这个经历。
I did not understand what it means to step away from the right path, then I feel good.
不,我感觉这样说出来,感觉不错啊。But
I thought that it's very good for me to say it.
这样我说起来,在弟兄姊妹当中好像比较属灵啊。As
I say these words, it makes me seem spiritual, my
brother.
Then I said these things and I sang that song.
那到现在过了那么多年,
after this many years,
我感觉这个歌好难唱,
and I feel this song was hard to sing.
我总是对自己有点认识,
and as I have some knowledge of myself,
我对主多一点点的认识,
and I have gained just a little bit of knowledge of the Lord.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
每一个对主的认识, 都是你个人第一手对主的认识。
And every knowledge of the Lord is our first-hand personal knowledge of the Lord.
是你自己对主怎么知道的?
It is something that how you came to know the Lord.
我必须要感谢那些前面的弟兄们。
I must thank the brothers who went ahead of me.
他们把很多属灵的宝贵的信息,宝贵的财富给了我们。
They have given to us precious informations and precious treasures of the Lord.
他把很多真理给我们讲明了。
And they have revealed the truth of the Lord.
为了这些,我们在主面前要感谢神,也谢谢他们。
And for these, we need to give thanks to the Lord and thank them.
但有一个不一样的。
But there's something different.
当我们弟兄把这些交通出来的时候,
as our brother have shared with these,
其实是他第一手的经历,
these are his first experience.
其实是他自己对主基督亲自的认识,
these are his personal experience of Christ.
然后来到我们这里呢,
and when it gets to us,
然后我们听见了,
when we heard of it,
我们以为听见就变成我们自己的了,
we thought that as we hear it, it becomes ours.
弟兄姊妹, 不是的,
Francis, it's not so.
你听见是有帮助,
when we hear of it, it helps.
但是更重要的是你必须去体会它, 去经历它。
But what is more important is that we experience these things.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, in the church, not only we be a hearer,
我们不但是教一个懂得很多道理的一个人,
not only we be someone who are knowledgeable of the Bible,
我们必须是一个人, 我们对主有真正认识的一个人,
but we must be someone who have true knowledge of the Lord.
而这个认识是你主观的认识,
and this knowledge is your subjective knowledge.
是你在主面前,你真的知道他。
It is you waiting before the Lord truly know him.
弟兄姊妹,我可以再讲多一点点。
Francis, I can go on just a bit.
你知道,其实从旧约到新约,
you see that from the Old Testament to the New Testament,
我们神的心意一直都没有改变。
The will of our God has never changed.
他在这里呼召他的百姓要认识神。
He here is calling to his people to know God.
我们读旧约,我们看到每一个神用的仆人。
We read the Old Testament, we see all the servants of God.
他们对神的认识就影响了他们的服事。
Their knowledge of God has influenced their service.
他们对神的认识就把神在他们身上要给他托付,
their knowledge of God has enabled them to witness for the Lord.
在何西亚书,何先知何西亚,
in the book of Hosea, what did the prophet say?
你们要认识耶和华, 要竭力追求认识他。
Let us know the Lord. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
他何西亚说, 我的民, 我的百姓, 因为没有知识,
and Hosea said, my people, because the lack of knowledge, they perish.
我们以为这不重要, 但是何西亚说这是很重要的。
We do not think that's important, but in Prophet Hosea, this is very important.
当然在何西亚先知的背景, 今天晚上我不用给弟兄姊妹们介绍。
I don't want to introduce you the background of the book of Hosea.
我们弟兄姊妹你们都知道的。
You all know this.
但是何西亚在这里发出一个呼声。
But Hosea here had a cry.
他说你们要认识神啊。
He said, know God.
你要竭力追求认识他。
Let us pursue the knowledge of him.
我的百姓因为不认识我, 他们就灭亡了。
And my people are destroyed because the lack of the knowledge.
哦,亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天你认识神吗?
Today, do you know God?
你有没有听到先知在这里发出的声音?
Do you hear the voice of the prophet?
如果你不认识神,
if you do not know him,
当试探来了,
when temptations come,
当那个压力来了,
when the pressures come,
我们何等容易, 我们就失脚, 我们就何等容易跌倒了。
How easily we stumble, how easily we lose.
我在这里, 弟兄姊妹, 我们还知道摩西的故事。
Brothers and sisters, we all know the story of Moses.
我们读到诗篇103篇, 哪里做了个介绍的话。
When we read Psalm 103, there was an introduction.
他说, 这些百姓啊, 是晓得我的作为。
And these people know my work.
但是摩西呢, 他懂得我的法则。
But Moses, he knows my law. My way.
弟兄姊妹, 你会发觉有一点分别。
There is a difference.
有一些人, 他只知道神在生命当中的作为。
Some people know the the works of God.
那对神的要求得到那个祝福，那就受一点的限制。
And they lack some of the blessings of God.
但摩西不一样。
But Moses is different.
摩西是知道神的心，知道神做事的法则。
But Moses knows the heart of God and the way of God.
所以他对神的要求是不一样的。
So he knows the requirement of God.
他对神的祷告是不一样的。
And his prayer toward God is different.
我们可以这样说，摩西的祷告才能够摸到神的心。
Francis, the prayers of Moses touched the heart of God.
你知道百姓一天到晚都向神呼求啊。
The people throughout the day they cry out to the Lord.
在埃及他也呼求。
In Egypt they cry to the Lord.
到了旷野他们也呼求。
And in the wilderness they cry.
没有饭吃他也呼求。
When they have no food they cry.
没有水喝他也呼求。
When they have no water they cry.
就对不起弟兄姊妹，好像我们也差不多是这样子。
Sorry, brothers and sisters, we seem to be the same way.
我们有缺乏的时候我们就祷告了，那必须的。
When we have a need, we have a prayer.
我不是说不能祷告，是可以祷告，是必须祷告。
I'm not saying we can't pray, we must pray.
但是摩西不一样。
But Moses was different.
摩西懂得神的法则。
He know the way of God.
摩西跟随神那么多年，他真的认识神，知道神的心是怎么样。
He followed God this many years and he truly know the heart of God.
他知道神要跟他百姓同住。
He know that God is to, wants to dwell with his people.
摩西知道神何等愿意跟这些百姓在一起。
He knows how God desired to be with his people.
所以神说我不要跟这些百姓同去的时候，摩西他心里头就着急了。
So when God said, I don't want to go with these people, and Moses in his heart, he burned.
他认识神不是这样的意思的。
And he knew God was not this way.
他知道神是何等乐意跟这些百姓在一起。
He knew that God was so pleased to be with his people.
所以他向神祷告。
So he prayed to God.
神啊，不可以的。
Oh God, you can't do that.
你不能派个天使来。
You cannot send an angel.
你必须与我们同去。
You must go with us.
弟兄姊妹，我深深的相信，这样的祷告摸着了神的心。
Brothers and sisters, I know that this prayer touched the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们对主有多少的认识呢？
How much do we know of the Lord?
我们是不是真正的认识他？
Do we truly know him?
换一句话说，
In other words,
到底我们对主的知识有多少呢？
How much knowledge do we have of the Lord?
我们对主的知识是头脑里头呢，还是主观的经历里面？
And the knowledge, are they head knowledge or experience knowledge?
这个分别是非常的大。
The difference is great.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们要认识神，
If we are to know God,
我们需要得到一些属灵的知识。
We need to have spiritual knowledge.
我要问我们的方法是怎么样呢？
I want to ask, what is our way?
神到底在我们生命当中他要做什么事情让我们能够得到这个知识呢？
What does God have to do so that we can gain this knowledge?
我们来到新约的时候，我们知道我们的主也是怎样来帮助我们。
As we come to the New Testament, we understand that this the same way the Lord help us.
当我们读到约翰福音的时候，
When we read the Gospel of John,
约翰多次提到他对父神的认识。
And John speaks of many times how the Lord knew the Father.
我们的主对父神的认识说明他在地上怎么把父的旨意能够带到地上来。
And how the Lord knew the Father enabled him to was able to share the testimony of the Father.
主在最后的祷告的时候，
As the Lord prayed his final prayer,
他说认识你独一的神，
And to know that you are the only God,
并你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永远的生命。
And Jesus Christ whom you've sent,And that is eternal life.
你能够认识这位耶稣基督，
If you're able to know this Jesus Christ,
那是永远的生命。
And that is eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，我们主对我们是这样的要求。
Brothers and sisters, this is the requirement of our God.
然后我们要问，
And we need to ask,
我们怎么可以得着这个知识呢？
How do we obtain the knowledge?
这个知识怎么得着它呢？
How do we gain the knowledge?
我想弟兄姊妹，这个答案都在你们心中。
And I know, brothers and sisters, the answer is in your heart.
这我只要稍微提出来，你们都能够明白。
I just need to bring it out just a bit and you'll understand.
我们还记得伊甸园的故事吧？
We remember the story in the Garden of Eden.
我们弟兄姊妹对这个故事非常熟的。
Our brothers and sisters, you know the story so well.
在伊甸园里头，神把亚当夏娃放在园子里头。
And God placed Adam and Eve in the garden.
他们过得非常的愉快。
And they lived well.
但是我们知道一个事实。
But we know a fact.
神不但要亚当夏娃在园子里头快快乐乐的过日子。
Not only God a desire for Adam and Eve to live a joyful life in the garden.
我深深的相信神有一个心意在他们当中的。
I deeply believe that there is a purpose of God in them.
神要亚当跟夏娃能够更认识他。
He wants Adam and Eve to know more of him.
他要亚当夏娃这个被造的能够认识这位神是怎么的一位。
He wants the created beings to know who God is.
所以神就把亚当夏娃带到园子的当中。
So God brought Adam and Eve to the middle of the garden.
他告诉他们说。
And he told them.
这里有一棵树
，Here is a tree，
就叫生命树。
This is the tree of life。
你要吃生命树的果子。
Eat the fruit of the tree of life。
然后这里还有一棵树
，And here's another tree。
这个树叫做分别善恶树。
This is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil。
这个树的果子你不要吃。
The fruit of this tree do not eat of it。
你吃的日子必定死。
The day you eat of it, you shall surely die。
那到底说明什么呢
？What does that mean？
弟兄姊妹，这说明一个事实。
And here is a fact。
原来认识神
，to know God，
能够对神有更多的知道
，if we can have more knowledge of God，
是根据生命，不是根据知识
，is based on life but not the knowledge。
啊，这句话里头有很多需要解说的
，and there's many things that I need to explain。
不过呢，先简单这样说明就好了。
We'll just leave it as that。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
神知道一个事实
，God know a fact。
如果你要认识神
，If you want to know God，
你必须要得到神给我们的生命。
You must have the life of God。
如果你没有吃到生命树的果子
，Without the fruit of the tree of life，
你根本就不可能认识神。
There is no way we can know God。
所以神对亚当说，你要选择接生命树的果子。
So God told Adam, choose the fruit of the tree of life。
只有生命树的果子才给你有这个能力。
Only this tree of life enables you.
只有生命树果子才能够帮助你能够认识神成为你的至宝。
Only the tree of life help you to know Christ as the excellency.
如果你选了分别善恶树的果子
If you choose the tree of the knowledge of
good and evil, 那你只能够过一个生活是用你的头脑分析过生活你就不能够认识神了。
You can only live a life to analyze God.But you cannot enjoy God.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道怎样说清楚不清楚呢
？I do not know if that's clear to you.
如果你要认识神
，If you want to know God，
你必须从生命这个路走过去。
You must walk through the path of life.
你必须要接受生命树的果子。
You must receive from the tree of life.
这样你才能够认识神。
And then you can know God.
然后，如果你选择分别善恶树的果子
，But if you choose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil，
你不能够认识神。
You cannot know God.
那到底分别善恶树的果子是什么？生命树的果子又是什么
？So what exactly is the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life？
我可以简单这样来说，弟兄姊妹，你想想看，你能同意不同意
？Let me put this simply and see if you agree with me, brothers and sisters.
什么叫生命树的果子
？What is the fruit of the tree of life？
那说明唯有基督是我们的生命。
It means that only Christ is our life.
只有他才是我们的供应。
And only Him can supply us.
只有他才是我们能够存在的目的。
Only Him is the purpose of our survival.
只有他，我们才能够活在这个地上。
And only by Him we can survive and live in this earth.
离开了他，我们什么都不是。
And apart from him, we are nothing.
离开了他，我们什么都不能做。
Apart from him, we can do nothing.
我们必须要靠着这个生命来过日子。
We can only live by this life.
我们不能够离开他。
We cannot depart from him.
好像主在约翰福音告诉我们说，离开了我，你们就不能做什么。
Like the Lord said in the Gospel of John, apart from me, you can do nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这是生命树的果子。
This is the fruit of the tree of life.
我们生命从这里来，我不能够离开它。
This is the source of our life, and we cannot depart from it.
那什么叫做分别善恶树的果子呢
？What is the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and
evil? 分别善恶树的果子，简单的话说，你就向神宣告说，我行了。
In simple words, you declare to God that I am able.
你向神宣告用。 简单的话说，你向神宣告独立了。
In simple words, you proclaim independence to the Lord.
你说神啊，现在我自己可以了，我行。
You say to the Lord, I'm okay by myself.
我可以明白，我可以搞清楚。
I can understand, I can figure out.
我不需要你来麻烦了，我自己能够解决。
I don't need to trouble you, I got this.
弟兄姊妹，接受分别善恶树的果子。
This is the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and
evil. 在里头，我们先不说好跟不好的问题。
Let us not say whether good or bad.
因为在这里头，你发觉在我们感觉里头，分别善恶树的果子其实感觉也不错的。
In our understanding, you know, the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good and evil is okay, it's good.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个重点是你分别善恶树的果子是要把你自己高抬起来。
But the emphasis is this, that through the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, we exalt ourselves.
我们认为说我自己可以了。
We think that we are okay.
如果我们只凭着我们自己。
If we only depend on ourselves.
我们可以学到很多的知识。
We can learn many knowledge.
但是弟兄姊妹，你不能够认识神。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot know God.
感谢主，这些年间有的时候我在外头有点服事。
I thank the Lord that throughout these years I have some services abroad.
有的时候不在我们聚会当中的服事。
And not at my local assembly.
有的人跑来问我。
Some people came to ask me.
他说郭定强你好大胆啊。
He said, Timothy Kwok.How dare you?
你没有念过神学院，你就来讲道啊。
You did not attend the seminary. How did you preach?
你学过圣经没有啊？
Have you learned the Bible?
我说我没有这样学过，但我学了一点。
I said I did not learn it that way, but I learned a bit.
他说你没有学过，你没有资格讲的。
He said if you have not learned,You don't qualify to speak.
你是乱讲的。
You're speaking nonsense.
我们要必须要经过多少年的训练，我们才可以讲圣经。
We must go through years of training in order to teach the Bible.
他有没有错呢？
Is he wrong?
弟兄姊妹，我不是批评他。
Francis, I do not rebuke him.
我只是说，很多时候我们以为我们有知识了，我们懂得一些道理了，我们就认识神了。
And we think that if we have knowledge and information, therefore we know God.
我们以为我们只有知识，我们就能够服侍神，我们能够过一个好的生活了。
And if we have information, we can serve the Lord and live a life.
事实是不是这样呢？
Is it the fact?
弟兄姊妹，刚才我说，这是个资讯爆炸的时代。
And sisters, as I said, this is an information explosion age.
我感谢主，过去很多断版的属灵书，现在在网上你可以找到的。
And some of the books that cease to be publishing, you can find them now.
有的很多很好的书，过去你找不到，现在网上你都找到了。
Some of the books that are not in circulation, you can find them online.
你去把它找下来。
You can find them.
你下载了，你去读它。
You can download them and read them.
啊、然后你头脑就很大了。
And then you can have a big head.
然后你说我都懂得，我都明白了。
And you said, I understand, I get it.
但弟兄姊妹，这是真知道吗？
Francis, does that mean true knowledge?
这是真认识吗？
Is that true understanding?
我们感觉不是的。
We feel it's not so.
哪不是这样？
It's not so.
我心里头常常有一个的矛盾。
In my heart, there's a dilemma.
我常鼓励弟兄姊妹们，你要多看属灵的书。
I often encourage brothers and sisters to read spiritual books.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹好好追求读圣经。
I encourage brothers and sisters to pursue and read the Bible.
我说这个书你好读，这本书也好好读，我都鼓励他们。
And I encourage them to read this book and that book.
但是弟兄姊妹，我也知道一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, I also know this fact.
当你在追求这一切的时候
，As you pursue these things,
慢慢你就感觉我自己可以了。
And then slowly you discover that I am able.
我明白了。
That I understand.
我知道了。
That I know.
那我就好像我不需要再靠着主这个生命来认识他了。
That I don't need to depend on the life of the Lord to know him.
那弟兄姊妹，什么认识基督呢？
And sisters, how do we know Christ?
认识基督是一个生命连结的关系。
To know Christ is a union in life.
是认识基督是一个生命的经历。
To know Christ is an experience in life.
我不能说这个知识对我们没有帮助。 我不能这样说。
I cannot say that information is not helpful.
明天晚上如果主愿意的话，我稍微多说一点点。
Tomorrow, if the Lord willing, I will say a little bit more on that.
但是如果我们只是注重这外面的一切，
But if we just focus on the external thing,
那弟兄姊妹，我们就不够认识他。
Brothers and sisters, we do not know enough of him.
我们知道，我们认识主是生命的一个的过程。
To know the Lord.Is a process of life.
我们认识主是我们生命里头的经历。
To know the Lord is the experience of life.
我们必须要跟主有一个亲密的关系。
We must have a close relationship.
如果你跟主没有一个亲密的关系，
If we do not have a close relationship with the Lord,
我们不可能认识他。
We cannot know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，到保罗他，我想他写腓立比书的时候已经60岁了吧。
Francis, I thought it, when Paul wrote the Philippians, he must be 60 years old.
我手上的资料大概我猜是这个时候。
And、that's according to the information I have.
这个年上了年纪的保罗。
He has aged, this Paul.
他有一个的感触。
He had a burden.
他感觉说现在我还要不断的追求，我感觉我的认识不够。
He feels that at this point in my life,I do not know enough of him.
他为什么认识不够呢？
Why does he not know enough of Christ?
他感觉他不能够离开他的主。
And he feel that he cannot depart from his Lord.
只有主跟他在一起，他才能够对他有更多的认识，才有更多的知道。
Only when the Lord is with him, he can have more knowledge of him.
他知道只有主显明他自己，他能够才更多的明白他。
Only the Lord reveals more to him, he can know more of him.
所以我们如果读到保罗的书信，
So when we read the epistles of Paul,
保罗在不同的书信里头都告诉介绍给我们说他是怎么认识这位基督的。
In different epistles, he introduced to us how he knew Christ in different ways.
我想这对弟兄姊妹们来说，这是我们非常熟的经文。
And I know that these are very familiar verses to you.
我们简单说一下就好了。
We will just go through this simply.
他在罗马书告诉我们说，
In the book of Romans, he said,
他说现在他的智慧和他的知识，他的宗旨何等难寻。
Oh, how deep are the riches and the wisdom and knowledge of God.
然后他说万有都是本于他，借着他都归给他。
That all things are of him, and through him, and to him.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你有这个认识吗？
Do you have that knowledge?
原谅我说，
Forgive me for saying.
我们以为万有主耶稣都为我预备的，是为着我，为着我。
We thought that all things Christ made for me, it's for me.
啊，叫我得到这个，叫我得到那个。
So that I can get this and gain that.
但感谢主，保罗看见不一样了。
But Paul saw differently.
他看见了位超越的基督。
He saw this surpassing Christ.
他看见了位为至宝的基督。
He saw this Christ, the excellence.
他看见万有跟基督发生的关系。
And he saw that all creation had to do with Christ.
然后他看见原来万有都是借着他，也本于他，也归给他。
And he saw that all things were created for him, to him, and through him.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗的看见。
Francis, this is what he saw.
我们当然刚才说过，在以弗所书里头，保罗同样是这样的看见。
And in the book of Ephesians, he saw similarly.
他说，为你们我要祷告。
And he said,For you, I will pray.
求神把那赐人智慧和启示的灵给你们。
That God may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫你们真知道他。
That you may know him.
然后接着他说三个的何等，我们都知道嘛。
And then he said, how much? Three times.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你对基督有这样的认识吗？
Do you have that knowledge of Christ?
保罗在腓立比书他怎么说呢？
In the book of Philippians, he said this.
他说要你们的爱心在知识和见识上能够多而又多。
That your love may increase more and more in the knowledge and discernment of Christ.
换句话说，
In other words,
原来你对主的知识越增加，
As your knowledge of the Lord increases,
你对主的爱就增加了。
Your love of the Lord increases.
其实很奇怪的，弟兄姊妹。
And sisters, it's a strange thing.
人啊，是有这个人，是你越认识他，可能你就越不喜欢他，会不会呢？
The more we know of a person, perhaps the less we love them.
因为开始的时候，他有多糟糕，你不太知道。
Because at the beginning, how bad is this person? I don't really know.
但是呢，你认识他越多年的时候，你就越来发觉他不怎么可爱了。
But the many more years you know a person, you come to realize that he's not that lovely.
但是我们主刚好不是这样。
But the Lord is entirely not this way.
你同意吗?
Do you agree?
你越认识他,
the more we know the Lord,
你就越来越发觉他真的太可爱了。
And the more we know that he is truly lovely.
以前我们说主可爱, 我们说的只是那么的浅, 那么表面。
In the past, we say the Lord is lovely, it's so superficial.
我们只是 摸到一点的边, 不够真的认识,
we just touched the edge of it. We don't really know him.
但保罗对以弗所的教会怎么说呢?
But what did Paul say to the church in Ephesus?
我要你的爱心在见识和知识上能够多而又多。
Philippians, that your love may increase more and more.
当你对主的知识, 对主的知道越增加的时候,
as you increase in the knowledge and discernment of the Lord,
你就越来越爱他。
You love him more.
然后你就感觉其他都不重要了。
And then you discover that everything else is not as important.
我只要爱他, 那就足够了。
As long as I love him, that is enough.
这是保罗在腓立比教会为腓立比教会的祷告。
And this is the prayer of Paul for the Philippians.
那当然我们知道保罗向着哥罗西的教会也是这样的祷告。
And Paul prayed similarly for the church in Colossae.
要他们能够满心
that they be filled with the knowledge of his will.
神的旨意他们能够知道的,
that they may be able to know the will of God.
认识神,
to know God.
就能够认识神的旨意。
It is to know the will of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你愿意更多认识基督吗?
Do you want to know more of Christ?
你愿意知道主耶稣基督是你的至宝吗?
Do you want to know Christ as the excellence?
我想我再一次跟弟兄姊妹重新再说这些的话。
And as I review these words with you,
我们认识主,
for us to know the Lord,
这是生命树的故事。
It is the story of the tree of life.
如果你离开这个生命,
if you depart from this life,
如果你离开跟他的连结,
if you depart from the union with Christ,
你没有跟主一个好的关系,
you do not have a good relationship with the Lord,
你不能够认识他。
You cannot know him.
你所知道的,
all you know,
是二手的知识,
is second-hand information.
我们常常为年轻人心里头着急。
We often are anxious for the young people.
在我们教里头有一帮非常可爱的年轻人。
In our churches, there are a group of lovely young people.
我看见他们,我喜欢他们。
And as I see them, I love them.
我真希望能够把更多的帮助给他们。
And I desire to give them more help.
但我心里头知道,
but in my heart, I know this.
如果我只把一些外面的道理给他,
if I just give them some doctrines to them,
我只把一些头脑的知识给他,
to pass on some head knowledge to them,
可以给他一点的帮助,
I can help them a bit.
但是那是完全不足够的。
But that is entirely not enough.
我们要认识基督。
We need to know Christ.
必须是你自己个人在主面前主观的经历。
It must be our personal first-hand experience.
你到底对主有多少的认识?
How much do we know of the Lord?
我常常这样想。
I often say this.
如果在我们里面, 在我头脑里头所有的知识都抹去的话,
if we are to erase all the head knowledge,
你今天对主的认识有多少呢?
How much knowledge of the Lord would remain?
很多时候当环境来了,
many times when the circumstances brought to us,
有压力来了,
when we are faced with pressure,
我们怎么处理这些的环境?
How do we deal with these circumstances?
我们怎么来面对这一各方面的压力?
How do we face these pressures?
那就说明一个事实,
and that would reveal a fact.
我们对主的认识到底有多少?
How much do we truly know the Lord?
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
我想这是我们弟兄们在神面前的一点的负担, 还有一点的感觉。
This is the burden of our brothers before the Lord.
这最少是我自己一点的感觉。
At least this is my burden.
30多年西安的特会,
some 30 years of WCCC.
我们低头向神敬拜,
we bow our heads and praise the Lord.
我们感谢主, 我们神使用他忠心的仆人, 把那么美好的信息都传给了我们。
We thank the Lord that by his faithful servant, he has given to us this wonderful message.
我在我弟兄面前, 我受教, 我得到很多的帮助。
Before my brother, I was taught and I was helped.
但是我们心里头有一个的感觉。
But in my heart, we have this feeling.
如果我们只是头脑的知道。
If we only know it in the head.
如果我们只是知道这些道理，我们可以讲的头头是道，把它讲出来，只不过是第二手的东西。
If we know all the doctrines and we are able to teach them, that is but second hand.
那根本就谈不上神永远的旨意。
That is not the eternal purpose of God.
因为神永远的旨意能够实行出来，是根据你对基督有多少的认识。
Because the eternal purpose of God, in order for it to be fulfilled, is based on the knowledge of Christ.
也更谈不上耶稣基督的见证。
And we cannot even say about the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们都知道什么叫做见证呢？
We all know what is a testimony.
见证就是一个东西你见过的。
A testimony is something that you have seen.
一个东西你尝过的。
Something you have tasted.
对吗？那个才是见证。
That is a testimony.
不是他说我也说，那就变成见证，那绝对不是。
It's not he say and I say. That's not a testimony.
我只是学他的，那不算。
I only imitate him. That's not it.
你必须要看见他。
You must see him.
你必须要尝过他。
You must taste him.
在你生命当中，你是真真实实的，你说主啊，你是我的生命。
That in your life, truly you say, Lord, you are my life.
离开了你，我什么都不是。
And apart from you, I am nothing.
离开了你，我就不能往前。
Apart from you, I cannot go forward.
只有你的自己。
Only yourself
才是我追求的目的。
Is the goal of my pursuit.
弟兄姊妹，当我们越来越追求的时候，
and sisters, as we pursue after the Lord,
我们必定会得到像保罗的结果一样。
Surely we will receive the outcome of Paul.
原来基督耶稣是至宝。
And indeed, Christ Jesus is excellent.
弟兄姊妹，今天地上的宝好像很多，对吗？
And sisters, it seems to have a lot of treasure on this earth.
我不用举例了。
I don't have to raise examples.
你看看年轻人今天追求什么？
You see what the young people are pursuing.
你不要说年轻人啊，现在老年人追求也很，这个怎么说呢？你们都知道。
You don't have to say the young people. You look at the elderly. You all know what we're pursuing.
弟兄姊妹。怎么会把基督耶稣变成至宝呢？
How do we turn Christ into an excellency?
不是一下子就到那个点上去的，我知道不可能。
We cannot go from here to there at that instant. It's not possible.
我想，哎呀，保罗，你这句话我好难达到啊。
We thought, Paul, what you have said is so hard to attain.
我不能把基督看成至宝啊。
I'm not able to see Christ as the excellency.
但是我告诉弟兄姊妹。
But I tell you, brothers and sisters.
开始的时候可能不会。
In the beginning, perhaps not.
开始的时候你感觉基督好像是没有那么夺得你的心。
In the beginning, perhaps Christ has not captured your heart that much.
没有这样的可爱。
He's not that lovely.
但不要紧。
But that's okay.
你只要愿意开始。
As long as you're willing to begin.
你愿意认识他。
That you're willing to know him.
比如主，我要认识你。
You say to the Lord, Lord, I want to know you.
我要更多的知道你，我不是只要头脑的认识，我要生命里头的认识。
I want to know you more, not just in my head, but in my life.
你要不断的认识再认识。
To know him more and more.
弟兄姊妹，你就像保罗一样的呼求。
Francis says, then you would have the cry of Paul.
哎呦，原来基督是至宝。
Oh, Christ, he indeed is the excellent.
你就得着这样的知识。
And you have obtained that knowledge.
哦，原来他是至宝。
And he is the excellency.
弟兄姊妹，
and sisters,
今天在座的我知道很多人你有很多的知识，不是吗？
As you sit here, I know that many of you have many knowledge.
我那个年代，
in my years,
大学毕业已经是很了不起了。
To be a graduate, a university graduate is already something.
如果看到一个博士啊，我们的头都要抬起来看他。
If we met a PhD, we would lift up our heads and look at him.
那今天坐在我面前，在网上的，我想有很多的博士了。
And I trust that sitting here or in the computers, there's a lot of PhDs.
地上的知识都充满了你。
The earthly information filled you.
这地上的一切都让你感觉，你感觉不错。
And all the things of this world make you feel good.
但我要问一个问题。
Let me ask you this.
你认识我们的主耶稣基督吗？
Do you know our Lord Jesus Christ?
你真的认识他吗？
Do you really know him?
你有没有看他是作为你的至宝？
Do you see him as your excellency?
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
这是我里头一点点的负担。
That is the burden of my heart.
我们主快回来了。
Our Lord is coming.
有一天我们都要看见我们的主。
And one day we will all see the Lord.
我们在他荣耀里头跟我们主相遇。
And in glory we will meet him.
你认得他吗？
Would you recognize him?
你认得我们的主吗？
Do you know him?
如果今天你不好追求认识主，
If today you do not pursue after the Lord,
你说主， 我期盼你快的回来，我感觉起不真实啊。
And you say, Lord, I desire you come back. I feel that is not quite true.
这不实在的。
It's not real.
但是当你真的认识他，
But when you truly know him,
你真看见主的可爱，
You truly see his lovely.
你真看见他的荣耀，
You truly see his glory.
你感觉主的回来就成为你真正的羡慕，
And you see that the return of the Lord is your true desire.
愿主在我们心的深处说话，
May the Lord speak to the depths of our heart.
我用今天晚上的话真的停在这里，
And I will stop here tonight.
但愿圣灵在我们心里头说更深的话，
May the Holy Spirit continue to speak deeper words in our heart.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们愿意保罗的呼求也成为我们的呼求。
Dear Lord, we pray that the cry of Paul would become our cry.
我们能够认识基督耶稣为至宝。
That we can know Jesus Christ as the excellency.
主，在节末后的日子，
Dear Lord, as the last age,
在你回来之前，
Just before your return,
但愿你的百姓都要认识你，
May all your people know you,
要竭力追求认识你，
That we would pursue the knowledge of Christ,
知道你是我们的主，
To know that you are our Lord,
你是我们最宝贵的主，
And that you are our most precious Lord.
主，但愿在节不多的时候，
As we have this little time left,
求你做更大更荣耀的工作。
May you do a greater and more glorious work.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.